Hello, I'm Reed Parks, and welcome to Reed Weekly.
Hello guys, it's Reed. It's my first podcast episode in a long time, but that doesn't stop me from doing Reed Weekly. So today we have a nice episode for you. What is the history of the National Hockey League, a lot of people say, and hockey is currently our part of season one, yeah, so this is good. So we'll teach you a lot, actually. I really like the NHL, and I've learned a lot about it from this past year, 2021, as it is 2022 now. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way. And let's get on to the episode now. So in 1917, when the league sort of combined and not combined, actually. It sort of began. It was called the National Hockey Association, and I feel like that's a proper name for a league in the 1900s. One of the first actual, like, hockey superstars was the prolific goal scorer, Joe Malone, who scored 44 goals in 20 games in the NHL's first season, of which 5 were netted in the NHL's opening night, which is crazy. And he also set the record for the most goals in a game that season with 7 goals. 7 goals is pretty common for scores, not common for the NHL, and I feel like that was a pretty big achievement for him. Okay, now we're talking about how the NHA turned into the NHL. The NHA formed the new NHL because of the teams like the Montreal Canadiens, Montreal Wanderers, Ottawa Senators, and Quebec Bulldogs. The Quebec Bulldogs, while a member, did not operate in the NHL for 2 years, by the way. Okay, so the NHL's first quarter century saw the league compete against 2 rival major leagues, the Pacific Coast Hockey Association and the Western Canada Hockey League, for players and the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup, by the way, is a cup that's played every June. Now, I think it wasn't played in June back then, but yeah, it was played in June now. The recent Stanley Cup winners with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year as a hockey player, and I've been watching the NHL for a long time. Yeah, I'm a big Detroit Red Wings fan, yeah. And then the NHL expanded to the United States in 1924 with the founding of the Boston Bruins, and by 1926, considered of 10 teams in Ontario, Quebec, the Great Lakes region, and the northeastern United States. At the same time, the NHL also emerged as the only league and the sole competitor for the Stanley Cup. Yeah, as you guys all know, the Stanley Cup now, as I told you. Stanley Cup, I say you guys should watch it. It's pretty big. America loves it, honestly. Even though I like the Super Bowl better, I love Stanley Cup also. I really wanted the Montreal Canadiens to win last year, though. Unfortunately, not. Okay, now, the game continued itself to evolve during this time, and a bunch of, numerous teams started to come into the league, and numerous teams started to drop out of the league, but there are a lot of innovations to the rules and equipment that were put towards as the NHL sought to improve the flow of the game and make the sport more fan friendly. Yeah, I think they used to play on outdoor rinks and everything. I remember my grandpa. He told me about the old days, and yeah, the NHL saw Gordie Howe, a legend. I love Gordie Howe. He's one of my favorite hockey players, honestly. And in my opinion, he's better than Wayne Gretzky, and in my opinion, he's the best player in the world, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was like back then there was big fights, no one wore helmets, like, people didn't care if they, like, got hit or anything, like, and then people, like, would fight during the games. I don't even know if that was a penalty or an ejection or anything, but I remember my grandpa telling me that he was at a hockey game, I think, yeah. And then there's a player that came up to Gordie Howe on the boards and started, like, hit him in the nose or something. Yeah, I want to give him a shout out to my grandpa for that. That was really good information, honestly. And that's why I would rather not play hockey back then. Like, that was unsafe, to be honest. Yeah, but yeah, the NHL played with six men to a side rather than traditional seven. And seven isn't, now we play six, including the goalie. And yeah, six, including the goalie. And then I don't know what they mean by the traditional seven. I thought they played with the six, including the goalie, last time. And it was among the leagues to allow goaltenders to leave their feet to make saves. I did not know this. By the way, guys, I was reading a book, and sometimes I don't need things. So I went on Wikipedia to check this out. It's just, I don't want to go with copyright issues. So yeah, I'm just saying that I'm using that, and that is my biography for there. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know all of the things, and I'm sure people that are listening to this podcast don't know some of these things. So yeah, this is the first time I've ever known that. That was pretty cool. That's a pretty cool, good fact, to be honest. Yeah, because now goalies should do butterflies and all their things, their moves, like Carter Hart does. Yeah, so next, let's go on. The NHL's footprint spread across Canada as Foster Hewitt's radio broadcast were here to coast to coast starting in 1933. Oh. Okay, so yeah, Foster Hewitt is a radio broadcaster, I guess, and he started doing coast to coast in 1933, man, that was big. That's big. Yeah, that's pretty cool, to be honest. Okay, we're on to modern day hockey now. Let's go. 1992 to the present day. Hockey, let's go. Okay, so they've now had a lot of teams, and teams in 1992 are pretty much the same right now. So let's go on and read some stuff in this article now. Let's go. So it's grown from 22 teams in 1992 to 32 today. So that's a big change from that little time period. I think that's good. And the league expanded across the United States, right? So there's the New Jersey Devils. Go Red Wings. Red Wings have been for a long time. And there's the Montreal Canadiens, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I'm getting confused. The Tampa Bay Lightning. There's now there's the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's a lot of teams now. And New York Islanders came in, I think, in the 70s. Yeah, so they came across a lot of changes that time. And yeah, the Quebec Nordiques in the 1993 became the Colorado Avalanche, in 1995, and the Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes in 1996, and then the Hartford Whalers become the Carolina Hurricanes in 1997, and the Atlanta Thrashers became the second franchise known as the Winnipeg Jets in 2011. I didn't even know that! The Atlanta Thrashers. I didn't even know there was an Atlanta team. Wow, well, yeah, that's pretty amazing, honestly. And then I can't even read that name. Manon Rahum became the first female player in the NHL when she suited up for the Lightning in the 1992 preseason game. And when Wayne Gretzky passed Gordie Howe, and I still think Gordie Howe's better than Wayne Gretzky as the all-time NHL's all-time leading scorer in 1994 when he scored his 802nd career goal. Yeah, and Mario Lemieux became Hodgkin's Lemieux to finish his NHL career with more than 1,700 points and two championships. And now the own Pittsburgh Penguins. Today's NHL is led arguably by the three biggest young stars, Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals and Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah. Okay, that's all for you guys today. I'll see you guys tomorrow for the next podcast episode. See you guys. I'm out.